Let us go before the Lord today together in prayer as we approach the throne of God with our hearts open and our minds steadfast toward heaven. Father, in the name of your Son, Lord, we come, God, giving you thanks and for all that you've done for us, the continuing protection and love and health that you've given us to our families, God. Even in this time that we live in, God, you're still there, helping and lifting us up and encouraging us and telling us to keep moving forward, keep growing in our faith, God. Lord, you are the one that we can cry out to. You're the one that we can seek when things around us seems to be all destroyed, when there's such a mess, God. We can turn to you. We can give our hearts back to you. We can get our eyes stayed on you, Lord. And you will deliver us. You would bring us out. You would set our feet on solid ground, Lord. You change our thinking. You change our understanding. You give us understanding, God, to understand that your ways are better than our ways, Lord. Your will is better than our will. See, God, when you deliver us, Lord, you give us understanding so we don't continue to repeat the same mistakes over again. You strengthen us and you guide us. We thank you so much for how much you love us and care for us, how much you stay with us, even though we don't deserve. We ask, God, that you continue to rain down your blessings upon this world, upon those who seek you, who call out for you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Be merciful to us, God, and deliver us from all harm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's review deliverance as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, I share this message not to speak against others, but so our faith is established and grows in that which God has given us. See, many believe in breakthroughs as taught by religious scholars and preachers, but God's word teaches us about deliverance. See, if we think about a breakthrough, it's an approach where we do no work. Nothing changes about us, and nothing is required of us, but we reap all the benefits. We're saved from every situation, though we've done nothing but ask God for a breakthrough. See, but God's word teaches us when he takes us through deliverance. We learn of God and of self. We learn to take up the word and ways of God. We take up his spirit. We live by faith. See, when it comes to deliverance, it's not about just about being delivered from this current situation and circumstances that we find ourselves in, but about experiencing God and learning of God. See, when we see through our natural eyes, we must learn to turn and start seeking through spiritual eyes with a spiritual mind, so we see the work that God through Christ Jesus is doing in our lives. And we're so grateful, and we praise the Lord for he's doing such good works. He's delivering us, God, in the time of our need. See, many see a breakthrough because they're looking through their natural eyes and understanding with a natural mind. But God is spirit, and we must seek him spiritually. Praise the Lord for deliverance we received through Christ Jesus. We can't see it any other way. It is God working through our lives and delivering us from all of the circumstances and hardships we find ourselves into. See, when we experience trouble and hardship in our life, and we're searching for answers, we first look to ourselves, and then we look to those who are closest to us. We're looking for someone who can help us. See, the situation has gotten urgent. Trouble is upon us. Sickness has been diagnosed on us. And we're under financial pressure. Death is so close to us. I tell you, this was the case with King Asa of Judea, who worried about the king of Israel would start a war against him. He decided, instead of seeking deliverance from God, to make an agreement with King Aram for protection. See, sometimes we're willing to do anything but seek and serve the Lord in his prescribed way. See, King Asa had experienced the Lord's deliverance before. He was blessed with 50 years of peace. But this time, he chose to look for a breakthrough, to depend on his own wisdom for someone else's strength. And God decided that King Asa would experience war for the rest of his life for being so foolish. See, this is us today. Even though God has worked things out in our life in the past, when trouble comes, when sickness is pronounced, we cannot bear the financial stress. The first thing we do is search for an answer within ourselves, in this world, seeking some kind of breakthrough. We're looking for breakthroughs, not God's justice. We're not looking for God's deliverance like we should. See, when we finally look and turn and look for deliverance from God, it will be far away from us. We'll walk around groping like a person who cannot see. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 59, verses 11 to 13. See, as we're seeking what God has done, or we're seeking a breakthrough so we can get past our current troubles in life. God wants to deliver us. Isaiah 59, verse 11 to 13 says, "We all groan like bears who mourn mournfully like doves. We look for justice but find none, for deliverance but it's far away. For our offenses are many in your sight. Our sins testifies against us. Our offenses are forever with us. We acknowledge our iniquity. Rebellion and treachery against God, turning our backs on our God, forming an oppression and revolt, uttering lies our hearts have conceived." See, when we seek deliverance, we remember our sins and seek forgiveness from God and ask the Lord for help. Paul says, when I want to do good, evil is right there with me. See, when our inner being may delight in the Lord, but the members of our body is waging war against our mind, Paul said, "Who will rescue me from this body of death? But thanks be to God through Christ Jesus that he's able to deliver us." See, I get it. I understand that all we want things to come easy for us in life. We just want to be able to pray to God, then, and you know, God gives us a breakthrough, no effort on our part. But see, I found out that when things come free and easy, we don't value it. We overlook how it came about. But when we have a part in what we receive, we tend to hold on to it. We tend to place a lot of value on it. We learn through the process and we remember how it came about. We remember how we got out of that trouble, who delivered us, and what we had to do to seek the honor of that which saved us. No one can deliver us like God. He puts to death and he brings to life. The Lord wounds and he heals. There's no one who can deliver us from his hand. God's deliverance is what we need. This time that we live in today, you and I need to stop seeking breakthroughs and start seeking what God has prescribed in his word, which is his deliverance. Therefore, you and I must turn our life around, seek the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind and understanding, and call on the name of Jesus and put our faith in the Lord, and God will deliver us. He will make a way for us. He will receive us into himself, and all harm will go away. God will ask, "But where are those you depend on? Where are those you look to take refuge in? Those you counted on? Where are they? Why are they not raised you up and giving you shelter? You're depending on something else besides me. You're depending on somebody to give you a breakthrough. What happened to the wealthy and rich people you sought to deliver you? What happened to all your friends, those you care about?" Thank God, God is a patient God. He waits for us to get over this foolishness that we do. He waits until we have exhausted all our strength or all our absence, and there's no one else that can help us. Then the Lord shows us compassion after nothing is left. There's no one else left for us to turn to. When we have gone beyond our limits and abilities, we then ask God to deliver us. He's a patient God. He waits till we get through all this foolishness that we put in our minds and we turn back to the Word of God and we start seeking God in His prescribed way. And then God shows up full of love and compassion. What an awesome God we have. See, once we believe in God's ability to deliver us, our heart will rejoice. We'll boast and delight in the Lord's deliverance, not in breakthroughs. There's no one like holy like the Lord. There's no one besides the Lord our God. There's no one like the rock our God who can deliver us. And to experience God's deliverance, we must believe in God's justice. See, when God looks down and sees that we humbled ourselves, He will not destroy us. He will have compassion on us and deliver. See, we need God's deliverance. So our faith grows in the Lord and we trust in the Lord more and more each and every day. Every time we go through something with God, every time God delivers us from something, you and I, our faith grows. We become more and more dependent on the power of God working things out in our life. See, we need to believe in God's deliverance. So when we have faith in the Lord and we live humbly before Him, we will not have to fight our battles. We'll take up our position. We'll stand firm in the Lord and we see the deliverance of God in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 17 to 18. See, God knows how to deliver us. The Lord delivers all who trust in the power of God to save. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 7:18 says, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord will give you. O Judea and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judea and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped to the Lord. This is God's deliverance. This is the way you and I need to seek help from God. There's no other way. See, we can experience the Lord's deliverance by making sure our walk is blameless in His sight. So when we pray, our prayers reach the Lord. When trouble comes upon us, it will not harm us because the Lord is our hiding place. He protects us from trouble and surrounds us with His deliverance, God says. See, we cannot take God's deliverance lightly. We can't pacify it and call it something else. We must call it deliverance because that is what God calls. That is what God asked us to seek, was His deliverance. He knows all words. There's nothing God doesn't know. So if He wanted to call it something else, God would have gave us this different word. He would have told us to call on me in breakthroughs, or call on me and watch me do a breakthrough in your life. But God knew the difference between a breakthrough and a deliverance. So we can't take God's deliverance lightly. We must truly believe in God and trust in His power to deliver. See, it was the Lord who gave the commandment for skies to open. He opened the doors of heaven, rained down manna, and the people of God ate the bread of angels. The Lord knows how to deliver His people. We can depend on God's deliverance. We don't need anything else. We don't need to make up words. We can speak the very words of God, where the power of God is in His word. It's by His power, God saves His flock. No longer will be plunder for others. The Lord will judge between one sheep and another sheep. He will select shepherds to lead His people to a place of deliverance. This is what we need to be looking for today. In this time, the era we live in the middle of this pandemic, we're in the time of our need, we need to receive God's deliverance. It is the Lord who teaches us. So we learn of His delivering power. He takes us by the hand, and though we did not realize that it was the Lord who healed us, He leads us with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. He lifts up yoke from around our necks. He bends down to feed us. God knows how to deliver us if we just call for Him to be our deliverer. If we humble ourselves and believe and trust in God, call on the name of the Lord, we will be saved. We will be delivered. From Mount Zion, there will be deliverance for those who love God, who call on the Lord for deliverance. The Lord will be there for us. We can depend on God. We can trust in God. His word is there forever and ever, from generation to generation. All we have to do is put our faith in the spoken word of God, in his son Christ Jesus, in the spirit of God. God will move in our lives if we trust in what God has spoken and believe in what God has revealed to us through Christ. For us to grow, we must believe in God's deliverance, not in breakthroughs. We cannot be ashamed to testify about God's delivering power. We must join in with the suffering of the gospel by the power of God, who called us into a holy life, to be a holy people who have been delivered by God. We must learn what it means to be delivered by the Father through Christ Jesus. See, it would change us, so we no longer would look within ourselves or for others for deliverance or for breakthroughs, but to look to our Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth, to deliver us. So you can learn about God's deliverance from the likes of Joseph. When the famine came to Egypt for 5 years, it was God who sent Joseph ahead of the Israelites to preserve a remnant on the earth to save God's people from great deliverance. But our faith must be tied to words spoken by God so we can receive it. To walk in God's deliverance, we cannot be afraid when trouble comes, when disaster or sickness comes our way. We must stand firm to see the deliverance of the Lord. God will fight for us. All we need to do is be still. Do not try to resolve our own troubles. Watch for the delivering hand of God to be at work in our lives, God. Delivering us from sickness. Delivering us from death. Some of us don't know it was God who delivered us. Lord, I remember so many times, Lord, you delivered me. When I was almost drowning in that lake, you delivered me, God. Lord Jesus, when I had a car wreck and I thought I was dying, you delivered me from death, God. When I was sick on my bed, didn't know how I was going to get well, Lord, you, Lord Jesus, delivered me. I learned of the power of God to deliver us when we trust in him, when we have faith in him, when he has a purpose for our lives. Being delivered by God is about receiving instructions and learning to walk with God. We cannot decide what we're going to do in the midst of God delivering us or what we do when the blessings that comes from us being delivered. We must stay with the Lord. We must stay with what has been instructed by God for us to do. We must recognize what God has done and is doing in our lives, in our families, in our churches, in our nation, in his people. So one voice will raise up and give God all the praise for so much deliverance. He delivered us from this pandemic. He delivered us from death. God has been a deliverer to us all because we turned back. We gave him glory and honor. We humble ourselves. We confessed of our sins, and God showed compassion on us and delivered us. Lord Jesus, let's continue to see God's will all the way to the end. We want all your deliverance, your full deliverance of everything, every trouble that comes our way, God. Every pandemic from here until the day we see you in that, you will deliver us. As we deliver from time after time, you deliver us, so our salvation is secure in you, Lord. If we introduce our own thinking, if we depend on our own religion, those things taught in religion, then God's deliverance will be far away from us. It will not come. We must remember the outcome of the Israelites who did not depend on God's deliverance. Only two of them made it out because they did not trust in God's ability to deliver them from all that trouble. 4 years of trouble. And they never did depend on God. Starting to depend on everything else. Making up a calf. Trying to be religious. Trying to come up with religious stuff. None of that was able to deliver them. Only two people who put their faith in God's ability to deliver them came out of that situation. We look at for breakthroughs. What are we looking for? Are we looking for God's deliverance? Can I be afraid? Get discouraged or lose heart or depend on ourselves or seek breakthroughs that God never spoke about providing us? must look to what God has spoken, to what He has promised. He will provide for all our needs. We don't have to come up with something. Just stay with that word. Stay with Christ Jesus. Stay with God has spoken. God will deliver you. Turn your life over to God. Put your faith in God. Trust in His Son, Christ Jesus. Believe in His Spirit at work. And God will deliver you from all harm, from all death. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too great for God. He is our deliverer. Lord Jesus, help us. The Lord will deliver us if we love Him and seek Him and obey Him, be faithful and follow His Son, Christ Jesus, and love one another. God will be there for us. We don't have to forsake Him. We don't have to call on anything else. We don't have to make up stories and words about God. We can depend on what God has spoken, on the promises of God, on the power of God in Christ Jesus. God is the one who brought us through this. God will be the one to bring us through the next thing we go through. It will be God who deliver us to the place He's planned and promised for us to be. If we remain faithful in His Word, Son, and Spirit, God will always deliver us. We don't have to fear. We don't have to lose heart. We don't have to break faith with God. We can stay with His Word. We can stay with His Son. We can stay in His Spirit. We can stay in His love. Jesus. Go with me to Joshua chapter 24, verses 7a. God always hears the cries of those who love Him. And by His power, He will deliver us. We must be faithful in the things of God. Joshua chapter 24, verses 7a says, "But they cried out to the Lord for help, and He put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes that I did what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the desert for a long time. I brought you to the land of Amorites who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them before you, and you took possession of their land." God knows how to deliver us from every situation, from every enemy, from every circumstance, from every disease. You and I don't have to try to create up stuff. We need to just call on the Lord, call on His Word, bring ourselves faithful before the Lord. God will deliver us. But let's be clear. Living by God does not mean we will not suffer or have hardship in this life. Christ taught us that suffering is a part of the journey to salvation. See, if we're not willing to suffer, we will be seeking breakthroughs. See, the Apostle Paul taught we must endure to experience God's deliverance. Some of our hearts will feel like it has a sense of death. That this is to happen, so it teaches us not only to rely on ourselves, but only to rely on God. The Lord will deliver us from deadly peril if we set our hope in Him. He will be our deliverer. The Lord will deliver us. He will not forsake us. He will not turn away from us. God, Christ says, "I never leave you. I never forsake you." You must believe in the power of God. You must believe in the delivering hand of God. Thank you, Lord. Being delivered is to know the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect us from wickedness and the evil. For us to walk based on God's deliverance, we need to grow in our faith. So we come to the place where we can only depend on God and His power through Christ to deliver us from all harm. You and I have to understand, what are we really trying to get from God? So the question is, what are you seeking? Is your faith tied to breakthroughs, or is your faith tied to God's deliverance? So when we seek breakthroughs, everything comes without change taking place in us. And God is delivering. He changes our path. He changes us. We learn of God. See, it's only taken 40 days for God to deliver Israel out of the Egyptians' hand. But because of their disobedience and sin, it took 40 years. See, if we're unwilling to learn of God and change our ways, what is the point of God delivering us? We have not learned anything. We have not turned away from sin, not one moment. We will repeat the sin. But if we get delivered by God, you and I will put down our sins. We put down our misdeeds. Deliverance not only saves, it teaches us, it grows us to have faith in God, to depend on God, to turn away from our wicked ways. Lord, Apostle Paul knew it was God who stood by his side. He knew the Lord gave him strength. Paul knew the Lord was working through him. It was the Lord who delivered him from the lion's mouth. Are we seeking God's deliverance? Are we depending on a breakthrough? God moves by his word, son, and spirit. And neither of these speaks of breakthroughs. If we need the movement of God in our life, we need to cry out to God for deliverance. The Lord will deliver us. He will rescue us from every attack, every sickness, every disease, every enemy, and from all who oppress us. Christ Jesus will deliver us safely into the kingdom of God. If we believe and seek the Lord with all our heart in his prescribed way, deliverance is ours in Christ Jesus. It's the whole purpose of him coming to build a relationship with us. So we can experience the power of God in life. Life, glory to God. By his power, by his might, he will deliver us to the place prepared for us. We need to trust in God now. This is the time for you and I to start trusting in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Christ has been given all power and authority to deliver us. Our Savior lives to save us, to deliver us into the kingdom of God. See the overall reason why Christ came. Thank you, Jesus. So if we want to experience Christ's power and authority to deliver us, then we need to seek God's deliverance. Our faith is not based on made up words or stories we tell ourselves. Our faith is based and grows on what God has spoken, what Christ Jesus has revealed, what the Spirit confirms. See, God's power comes through what God has spoken, which teaches us to trust in God's word. Lord, you are the only one who can deliver us from sickness and disease and suffering and harm and loss and oppression in the enemy. Through God's deliverance, we'll learn of God. We'll change, we'll overcome, we'll be transformed, we'll stop sinning, we'll be delivered from all harm, God says. He has the power. Christ said, I am willing. See, Jesus is our deliverer. It is in you, Lord, that we trust and place our faith. Deliver us, Lord. We need you more than ever, God. Let us bow down and kneel before the Lord and seek his deliverance for our lives, for the lives of our families, for our lives of our brothers and sisters who are in Christ Jesus. Lord, protect us from all harm. Protect us from this sickness and this pandemic, God. Give us right understanding, God. Deliver us. Deliver us, Father God. Deliver us, Lord Jesus. We need deliverance today. Open up your hearts and your mind and let God pour into you. Let him show you the power of his deliverance in your life so you give God all the praise and glory for what God has done, what God has delivered us from, what God has saved us from through his son Christ Jesus, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We depend on your word, Lord. We put our faith in your word and what you have spoken. We don't try to expand it. We don't try to make up stories. We don't try to make it sound like all nice when somebody would deliver. No, you need to receive the word of God. And the word of God says you and I need to be delivered. So we're in the protection of Christ Jesus. So we're bound in the things of God. Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, receive us today. Deliver us today. Show us your power. Show us your grace and mercy. In the time of our need today, deliver us from all harm, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and guide you today. Amen.